Chapter 26. The Secret Smoker. The secret smoker should be grouped with casual smokers, but the effects of secret smoking are so insidious that it merits a separate chapter. It can lead to the breakdown of personal relationships. In my case, it nearly caused a divorce. I was 3 weeks into one of my failed attempts to stop. The attempt had been triggered off by my wife's worry about my constant wheezing and coughing. I'd told her I wasn't worried about my health. She said, "I know you're not, but how would you feel if you had to watch someone you love systematically destroying themselves?" It was an argument that I found irresistible, hence the attempt to stop. The attempt ended after 3 weeks after a heated argument with an old friend. It didn't register until years afterwards that my devious mind had deliberately triggered off the argument. I felt justly aggrieved at the time, but I don't believe that it was coincidence, as I had never argued with this particular friend before, nor have I since. It was clearly the little monster at work. Anyway, I had my excuse. I desperately needed a cigarette and started smoking again. I couldn't bear to think of the disappointment this would cause my wife, so I didn't tell her. I just smoked when alone. Then gradually I smoked in the company of friends until it got to the point where everybody knew I was smoking, except my wife. I remember being quite pleased at the time. I thought, well, at least it's cutting my consumption down. Eventually she accused me of continuing to smoke. I hadn't realized it, but she described the times I had caused an argument and stormed out of the house. At other times, I'd taken 2 hours to purchase some minor item, and on occasions, when I would normally have invited her to accompany me, I'd made feeble excuses to go alone. As the antisocial split between smokers and non-smokers widens, there are literally thousands of cases where the company of friends or relatives is restricted or avoided because of this awful weed. The worst thing about secret smoking is that it supports the fallacy in the smoker's mind that he's being deprived. At the same time, it causes a major loss of self-respect. An otherwise honest person may force himself to deceive his family and friends. It has probably happened or is still happening to you in some form. It happened to me several times. Have you ever watched the TV detective series Columbo? The theme of each episode is similar. The villain, usually a wealthy and respected businessman, has committed what he is convinced is the perfect murder. And his confidence in his crime remaining undetected receives a boost when he discovers that the rather shabby and unimpressive-looking Columbo is in charge of the case. Columbo has this frustrating practice of closing the door after finishing his interrogation, having assured the suspect that he is in the clear, and before the satisfied look has disappeared from the murderer's face, Columbo reappears with, "Just one small point, sir, which I'm sure you can explain." The suspect stammers, and from that point on, we know, and he knows, that Columbo will gradually wear him down. No matter how heinous the crime, from that point on, my sympathies were with the murderer. It was almost as if I were the criminal, and that's exactly how those bouts of secret smoking made me feel. The hours of not being allowed to smoke, then sneaking into the garage for a crafty puff, the 10 minutes of shivering in the cold, wondering where the pleasure was. The fear of being caught red-handed. Would she discover where I'd hidden the cigarettes, lighter, and dog ends? The relief of returning to the house undiscovered, immediately followed by the fear that she would smell the nicotine on my breath and clothes. As I took longer and more frequent risks, the certain knowledge that sooner or later I was bound to be discovered. The final humiliation and shame when that certainty became a fact, followed by the immediate return to chain smoking. Oh, the joys of being a smoker.